use time to make a lot of money in real estate wholesaling. Now, there's also a way you can use a hybrid of both. All right, let's have some fun. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. What's going on? So I've got a few things we're gonna cover, but this video is about a question that I'm going to answer. I've actually typed up the answer, but I'm also gonna elaborate a little bit, okay? So let's get into it. Somebody says, hey, how much money would someone need for advertisement starting off in this type of real estate niche? We're talking about real estate wholesaling now, right? So for postcards and bandit signs, etc., etc. And typically, how long does it take for someone to get their first real deal? All right, so that's about, let me see here. Those are two questions, okay? Those are two questions. And what I want to do is I want to separate each one into two different videos. So let's deal with the first one. And if you stay tuned to tomorrow or the next video after this, you will find the other question. Just if you want to make sure you get the video, just make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Make sure you smash my like buttons. Make sure you share this video as well too, if you know anybody that would benefit from it. But let's go into I want to make sure I drive this home. We're going to be a little bit redundant, so I make sure I drive what I'm saying home until you start taking action and you start getting results and you start becoming your own success story in your own right. All right, so let's look at the question again. How much would someone need for advertisement starting off in this type of real estate niche? Let's do that. And the person mentioned, so for postcards and buying these signs, etc. Okay, so I'm actually going to move this other question over here to the next video. All right. So the answer that I gave here is it depends on your marketing strategy. I personally prefer Facebook marketing. That's targeting preferred zip codes. That can cost you as low as $5 per day, basically $150 per month. I prefer $10 per day minimum. That's about $300 per month, okay? Now, there are about five different marketing strategies out there that, you know, like bandit signs, driving for dollars. Some people swear up and down that driving for dollars is the right marketing strategy. Cold calling, right? Direct mailing, knocking on doors. Those are five most popular marketing strategies in real estate wholesaling, okay? But I have different reasons why I don't like each one of these five different ones, okay? Facebook marketing or any type of PPC marketing is fairly new, okay? And you know, every time I get a comment about somebody that's killing it and other strategies, I laugh, okay? There was this video that I just saw by Max Maxwell, who's another guy who's publishing a lot of good content in real estate wholesaling. But there was there's a point where in one of the video that I pointed out where somebody said, he asked somebody when they were on a Carrot Camp, which is another platform. Investor Carrot is a company that provides landing pages, capture pages, and things like that, which I'm going to talk about later in this week, capture pages, right? So he asked this guy, and he said, what's the secret? And the guy said, we spend a lot of money on marketing. And then I think he now said, we bring a lot of value to the table, you know? And when you say we spend a lot of money in marketing, of course, most people, including myself, every one of us human beings would be like, I gotta spend a lot of money. But if we word it a little bit different way, as the guy continued to talk, he said, you have to find a way to bring a lot of value into the marketplace. And I don't know if he said it exactly like that, but that was exactly he was saying something to that exact effect. And it's true. If you don't bring value to the marketplace, you will not make money. So the way you bring value to the marketplace can be how much marketing you're doing, how much content are you publishing on the internet or into the marketplace. Some people like to call it marketplace. Some people like to separate internet from marketplace. Well, it's the same thing. Welcome to the digital world. The marketplace today is the internet. Okay, there's nothing else. Okay, we're all online, and you're watching me on a cell phone, on mobile phone right now. Yes, and I am recording this with a mobile phone too. Okay, and all those things are connected to the internet. I have a laptop in front of me, my studio right here. I'm just able to connect to the world, and that's why I have 60,000 views on this channel and growing. And we're just getting started. Every average video is getting about 15 to 25 views. So this channel is not huge, but we're reaching a lot of people because different videos hit a lot of people, different people. And what it's called marketing, how much, that's why I'm able to generate leads, that's how I'm able to generate business, by bringing value to the place. So some people prefer to spend money. Okay, some people spend money. So you have two choices when it comes down to how should you market? How should you be marketing? How do you market in any niche? Not just this niche, but especially real estate wholesaling, okay? You have two choices. You can spend time or you can spend money, okay? And if you have money to spend, you have to be careful, you know, because you can run out of money, okay? But time is something that very likely you're not going to run out of anytime soon, because lifespan is growing, you know, because thanks to science, right? So you have time. If you have time to look at this video, you have time to use time to make a lot of money in real estate wholesaling. Now, there's also a way you can use a hybrid of both time and money, and that's the part where the gurus have nothing on you, okay? The truth of the matter is that when it comes to spending money to market and to generate seller leads, to generate buyer leads, when it comes down to that, you cannot outpace the gurus because they have a lot more money and they're already creating results than you. And so the one thing you have over them is time. So now if you depend too much on just time, you may be there for a long time. That's not, you know, that's not aggressive enough. But if you really want to get aggressive, you use a hybrid of time and money. So let me explain that to you, what that looks like. So with technology, you're able to learn something new, okay? The time you spend on learning something new is how you invest time into yourself, into your craft, and that's how you get ahead of the game. Not just the game on the side of newbies, but even on the side of the gurus, because one thing that most gurus don't have enough of is time, because it's just hard to take time out of something that's already working and put it into something that's completely brand new. So technology, how do you use technology? How do you use social media? How do you use Facebook PPC, Facebook marketing? How do you use that? How do you spend as low as $5 per day and generate leads? How do you do that? You learn it, okay? You learn it and you start using it, okay? Now, so you're using money because it's going to cost you $5 to $10 per day. Maybe the education is going to cost you something too. When you spend money on education, you're investing in yourself. The number one thing, you can hear that anywhere you go in the world, the number one asset that you want to invest in so it can grow is yourself. And if you don't do that, you have yourself to blame and your result is not going to show, basically. And if you try to compete with gurus and spending so much money in marketing, you're going to fail because you are basically fighting a losing battle. You're going to lose that battle. That's the bottom line, right? But there's something that they can't really beat you at, and that's how much time you have to invest in. So sometimes when people say driving for dollars, it almost want to sound like you're investing time, but that's not necessarily true. You're investing your brakes on your car, you're investing gas, okay? And that's not the best use of your time, considering there's a better way to invest your time, because there's something called Facebook marketing. You can spend $300 per month, $150 per month, and you can basically position your value, your ads, we buy houses, your offer, you can position that in front of your old zip code, any zip code you want in the United States, okay, for as low as $5 to $10 per month, okay? So it's just a matter of where do you send this traffic, right? That's where things like Carrot comes to play. Where do you, or if you learn a simple way that I teach on the inside, how to put a simple capture page together without having to spend $97 per month or $50 per month. You don't have to spend that much. That's just the honest fact, okay? Really, what you really need to get good at is creating exposure and being positioned to receive the calls when you start getting the calls, or being positioned to receive the leads and being able to reach out as soon as you can. That's really what this game is about. That's how you lock properties under contract. And that's how, believe it or not, that's how you generate even some of your best buyers list, because the buyers are also looking at ads from actively marketing wholesalers. Am I making sense here? So bandit signs, I mean, you're basically exposed to getting $1,500 tickets from the city with that. Driving for dollars is not the best use of your time, in my opinion, considering that we have better technology today. Cold calling, you know, that's basically positioning yourself for failure, because you're going to get enough rejections to kick you out of the game. That's just the way it works. If you can get through that, sure, you know, but again, it's not the best use of my personal time, from my opinion. Direct mailing, that's how I started back in 2005. That's how I did all the deals that I did, and it worked, but it's overpriced. Right now, you are basically competing with the gurus, and you cannot spend that kind of money without, again, running out of money. And knocking on doors, not the best use of your time. Nobody appreciates you knocking on their door as a stranger in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 20, 25, 50, it's becoming more and more obsolete. It's not the best use of your time. Why would you want to knock on stranger doors when you could use Facebook as cheap? It's cheaper in terms of time, money, and kind for you to learn that skill and put it to work. And when I say Facebook, it could be any type of PPC. Facebook is just kind of like, it's still fresh right now. And if you want to dominate the online space, nobody is competing with you in that zone, and your message is your message. And the two secrets to winning in this game or any game of entrepreneurship is consistency, and the second secret is positioning yourself for consistency. See, the other strategies, you can try to be consistent. If you're consistent in any of those strategies, you will win. But the second secret is usually missing, which is positioning yourself for consistency, right? So if you start cold calling right now today, if it was me, if you're like me, I'm basically positioned to fail, because I know that after 3, 4, 5 days of trying that, I get tired. It's not exciting. You get some negative feedbacks, and that kills your spirit, because nobody likes rejection. I don't, you don't. Nobody likes that, and it's becoming harsher and harder to sustain that in the digital age. So the two secrets, consistency and positioning yourself for consistency. Position yourself in a way that it's easy to be consistent. And in my opinion, the best way to do that right now is Facebook PPC. Now, I have some videos out there that I've ranked using search engine optimization. One of the search engine optimization is a digital marketing strategy, but it doesn't position you for consistency. Okay, it gets tiring, you know, because hope deferred. The scripture says hope deferred makes the heart weak. That's all of us. It's the nature of mankind. So if you're not getting results fast enough, if you don't have some kind of momentum and clicks, at least so you can see some clicks, people are clicking on the ad. If you're not getting that, if you're not seeing some kind of numbers ramping up, it gets tiring to the heart. And it's only a matter of time before you quit. Most people quit. Okay, there's too many people since 2005 that I've known this game. Too many people have started and quit because they're not positioned for consistency. So whatever marketing strategy you choose, just make sure you're positioned for consistency. Okay, you want to be consistent. But being consistent is not as simple as being consistent. You want to be positioned into a place where it's easy to be consistent, because you're seeing some momentum. You're not spending too much money. You're not outspending yourself in marketing budgets. You're not wasting time on things that's just burning you up or burning your car up and things like that. Those are things you should really think about before you choose, before you decide to choose a marketing strategy. So how much money would you, someone need for advertisement? Starting off, I say have at least $300 per month. Okay, if you want some momentum, but you can do as low as $150 per month. And if you come on the inside, I'll show you how to dispose or how to allocate that funds for proper marketing and especially positioned for consistency. That's what I'm all about. My message is not all that sexy. Probably may not be all that sexy, but it will definitely position you to win. And if you choose to scale, you can scale up and scale down as fast as slow as you need to, so you can remain consistent while everybody else get burnt up in the business and then eventually quit the business. All right, so that's what I have for you on this episode. Make sure you download the book smartrealestatewholesaling.com if you're brand new here. It's smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Smash that like button, smash the subscribe button, and smash the bell right next to the button, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.